Hey, dear love, if you're experiencing negative thoughts, that's okay. Allow yourself to be okay with the not okayness. And with that energy around you, give yourself permission to get into whatever position feels comfortable for you. And when you feel ready, gently close your eyes. Turn your awareness towards your breath. I really want you to focus on your belly throughout this meditation. Allow your lower abdomen to expand on every inhale and contract on every exhale, all the while allowing your upper chest to remain relatively calm, still, and neutral. This helps signal to our body that we are safe. It's okay to slow down. It's also okay to listen to whatever quote-unquote negative thoughts that are going on within you, because truly, the only way to release them is to love them. You don't need to love the thoughts so much as love yourself through the thoughts. A simple example before we begin the practice is to not think about the color green. What happens when I tell you to not think about the color green? Very often when we're told not to think of something, or we try to not think of something, we just think about it more. When we instead shift our focus, that's when we can start to change. But it all begins with acceptance and love. So, whatever the key, prominent, negative message that has been coming up for you is present, simply let it be. As you turn into your breath, remember, stomach expands on every inhale and contracts on every exhale. Let yourself know that you are not this thought, and it's okay that it showed up. All of our quote-unquote negative thoughts are actually just teachers in disguise. So, recognize, if only for a moment, you are separate from this thought. Imagine that it is just a scared, wounded part of your own childlike self. And extend love towards it. For whatever piece of you had this thought is likely tied to some scared wound within, a frightened inner child. Show love and compassion towards yourself for whatever you're feeling tied to these negative emotions. Let yourself know you are here for yourself. You are here to love and accept yourself no matter what thoughts come to mind. No matter what emotions are caused by the thoughts and vice versa. You got your back. Loving yourself in this way may bring about an emotional reaction of some kind. Simply allow whatever you experience. If it feels good to you, you may even embrace yourself, wrapping your arms around yourself, letting yourself know it's okay. You're here for you. You love and accept yourself no matter what thoughts or emotions are present. You're not here to push them away. You're not here to judge them or beat yourself up for them. You're here to love yourself through them. as you offer up this love and acceptance towards whatever thoughts are present. Again, if there's multiple, select just one right now for the purpose of this next step. Whatever that negative thought is, tune in to what emotions it may bring up for you. If your arms are still wrapped around you, you may choose to keep them there or let them come back down to your sides. Trust whatever feels best to you. And as you let yourself be present with both this thought and emotion, you allow yourself to get clear on what its opposite would be. For example, a common negative thought I've experienced is that I'm not good enough. And the emotions accompanying are despair and doubt. The opposite would be that I am good enough. I am more than enough. And the emotions would be trust, optimism. Practice this with yours. Identify what the opposite of your negative statement is. Now, identify what the opposite of your negative emotions are. Now that you know this new positive statement and feeling, you can recognize that those emotions, those statements we were referring to as negative, were actually just teachers guiding you back towards this desire you have, a desire to feel the way that you just identified. We don't have negative thoughts about things we don't care about. They're just showing us where we really care about something. Tune into that positive statement you just created. The opposite of the negative statement you started with. If it feels good to you, say this new statement out loud. If possible, make it an I am statement. How do you feel saying this? If it still does not quite feel true, you can say, I am willing to believe, followed by your new statement. Give that a try. I am willing to believe, blank. Fill in the blank with your new positive statement. Notice how this willingness to shift into this new positive statement feels. As you start to make this shift into more positive thoughts, you gain momentum, thereby attracting even more positive thoughts. Anytime you feel yourself slipping into thoughts that are perhaps considered more negative, be grateful towards them, for they are only being guideposts, showing you where you are able to look more closely at your desires. In fact, take the initial negative thought that you switched in this practice and begin to feel gratitude towards it. It helped you identify this new desire, this new positive affirmation. You also start to extend gratitude towards yourself, for you showed up as an alchemist today. You sat in your power and transformed fear to love. Say thank you to yourself for this. If it feels good to you, you may give yourself another warm embrace. and you can return to this process over and over again with any unwanted thoughts. You are fully capable of transforming them into gold. Take this feeling with you as you begin to roll your shoulders, wiggle your fingers and toes, really focusing on this new positive statement. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes back to the world around you. Amazing job today. It's so powerful to look at your fears with love. Be proud of yourself for doing this. And know that we are proud of you too, and we're so thankful to you for being here. We so hope this served. If you feel called, share your new positive statement below, and we can all hold space for the positive statements. See you in the next meditation.